This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director Alicia Graf Mack, plus five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker announced today a nearly 9% increase in Illinois Community College enrollment. This marks the third year of increased spring semester enrollment. Pritzker says community colleges have bounced back from the COVID pandemic. He wants to continue seeing growth and opportunity for working families by making higher education more affordable and accessible. The report shows more than 283,000 students are enrolled in community college in the state. A teen from the south suburbs is getting a $3.5 million settlement from her former high school over allegations the school mishandled her report of a sexual assault. My colleague Anna Savchenko reports Amaya Blair says she was raped in 2022 by a male student at Homewood Flossmoor High School. Blair says the settlement did not bring her any closure.
All this I went through for the past couple years just for them to still not take any accountability at all. So no, it's no relief for anything that I'm feeling at the moment.
The Board of Education said the settlement does not admit any fault by the school district or its staff. It also didn't share if the school has taken any new measures to improve student safety. For the first time in its history, the Chicago Police Department will have a woman as second in command. Chief Larry Snelling has named 30-year department veteran Yolanda Talley as first deputy superintendent. Talley was born and raised on Chicago's West Side. The Sun-Times reports she was the former commander of the Austin District and most recently served as internal affairs chief. Well, early voting is now underway in Wisconsin, and voters are keeping an eye on a tight race for a seat on the state Supreme Court. The April 1st election is between Republican-backed Brad Schimmel and Democratic-supported Susan Crawford. The winner will determine whether conservative or liberal justices control Wisconsin's highest court as it faces cases over abortion and reproductive rights, the strength of public sector unions, voting rules, and congressional district boundaries. The Lollapalooza lineup is out. Headliners this summer include global star Sabrina Carpenter, Olivia Rodrigo, Tyler, the Creator, and Doechii. Vocalist Nudia Hernandez says this year's lineup is well-rounded.
I was very shocked. I feel like they took kind of a big swing this year. And it's nice to see Lollapalooza do that because they can. People are going to come to this festival regardless, I think. The headliners are just kind of the cherry on top. They have so many music acts. And I was very happy and surprised at the lineup.
More than 100,000 music fans are expected to attend each day of the fest. The festival runs July 31st through August 3rd in Grant Park. And the Cubs this morning dropped the first of their two-game season opening series against the LA Dodgers in Tokyo. The Cubs lost 4-1. Dodger and Japan-born pitcher Yoshinobu Yamamoto started opposite Cub Shota Imanaga. Cubs catcher Miguel Amaya batted in Chicago's only run of the game, and Cubs general manager Craig Council called it no easy feat.
Yamamoto, the fastball is generally going to be away. That's where he likes to throw the fastball, and that's he executed one. Maybe just put a good swing on it.
First pitch for tomorrow's game is 5:10 a.m. Chicago time. Weather, it's partly sunny, windy, and warm today, a high in the upper 60s, cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-50s, and Wednesday, a good chance of rain in the afternoon, otherwise partly sunny, windy, and mild, high in the mid-60s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.